Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Here are your news headlines. Well, health officials have begun to trace the steps of a person who tested positive for tuberculosis at Fremont Health. The patient was taken to an Omaha hospital October 29th, who later died. Experts are trying to figure out whether they needed to treat anyone who may have been exposed to tuberculosis. Three Rivers Health Department has not released any information about the patient. And the gunman who shot up a South Texas church had planned to attack his Air Force superiors, according to a 2012 police report. El Paso police say that the suspect attempted to shoot his superiors at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, but was caught sneaking firearms onto the base.
This is in 2012. And then what? He escaped from a mental.
Yeah.
They put him in a loony bin for a minute.
They put him in a mental facility after that. He escaped. Then he was found by police in West Texas. Officers say that the suspect didn't resist or suggest he wanted to hurt himself or others when they arrested him. He was then turned back over to New Mexico police. He is considered to be responsible for killing 26 people at First Baptist Church, Sutherland Springs, on Sunday before taking his own life after a civilian shot him. Right now, the vice president and his wife will be paying a visit to that small Texas town today to share their condolences. The FBI is trying to get answers from the cell phone that belonged to the gunman. The phone is the subject of a search warrant, but investigators have been unable to defeat its encryption. The Texas Department of Public Safety plans to fly the phone to the FBI headquarters in Quantico to crack the code.
There was a local story yesterday about how the churches are talking to each other about security. I mean, it's prior to this shooting already. It's the new normal.
Yeah.
With church shootings and mass shootings, they know they're a soft target.
Yeah. Wasn't that Charlotte?
So a lot of them have.
Couple times.
But a lot of them have security. I mean, they're talking about that's the new normal. We need to have security. There needs to be a plainclothes security guard.
Security everywhere.
At services because they know they're
a soft target.
Yeah. Used to think that a church would be a safe place.
Yes. And it is. I mean, and it should be. I mean, it's a place of worship. It's a place where people come and share with their community. It's sad that anybody would have to think that they weren't
safe. Where are the miracles, right? Don't you want something, you know, like a bolt of lightning to blind the guy? If it were TV or a movie.
Yeah, it would
be. He'd be smote.
What the hell is smote?
He would be smite, you know, to be
smited.
They would be smite. God would smite him. He would be smote. I don't think
you're not familiar with smoting?
No.
Have you ever been smote?
No.
Have you ever smote a plate of ribs?
No. Pipe.
I will smite thee.
No. Yeah. Boom.
You've
smoted a
you
pipe.
Smoted a pipe?
Kidding. That's how he says it after he smoted it. I smoted it. They're like, oh, he obviously had a pipe.
No.
I smote. Barty's on the receiving end of a good batch. No. Twitter has officially doubled its character limit. Once 140 characters was all you got from the social media network. Now, as of today, they're bumping it up to 280 characters. Chinese, Japanese, and I believe Korean are the only three languages that are not getting this added bump.
Is it bad that I really thought you were going to say dirty knees?
Look at these.
And you know
no,
you
I had a point where I thought it. I did.
I got
had
nervous.
That moment.
We get these on our Twitter deal. We get what's his name? Rick. Likes to, he's like my arch nemesis. He likes to insult and attack
me. He's your troll.
I love it. I love the guy. I love the trolls, and we need more trolls on our Twitter
I love
page.
The trolls are great.
I actually feed on trolls.
I love my trolls.
I do. But he had tweeted that increasing the number of characters would be almost like my worst nightmare. And I'm like, oh, God, I didn't even think about that. So, yeah, bring it on, Twitter
freaks.
Think
about how descriptive Rick can get now.
I know. We want Twitter trolls.
Do it.
Say that three times
fast. I know, Twitter trolls. Twitter trolls.
Snapchat, as you know it, may soon disappear. Snap, it's the parent company of Snapchat. They made the announcement yesterday that they're planning to redesign the messaging app to make it easier to use after facing several consecutive quarters of slow user growth.
It sounds like the social media platforms are like giving in to old people. I want more typing ability, more words on Twitter. And Snapchat, it says they're going to try and make it user-friendly because too many people don't know how to use it.
How do you not know how to use it?
Old people. They also, 10% of the Snapchat company was bought by a Chinese tech firm.
That's probably why. Mass amounts, right?
Yeah, their stock has plummeted. Well, they've been having really anemic numbers.
They've been
in
a negative forever since day one. So maybe this is their way of trying to increase profit somehow. I don't ever see any ad. I guess there are ads in there, but I don't know. It's Snapchat, so it's a kid's.
Well, a new service that lets Amazon deliver packages inside your home goes live today. Amazon Key. I can't wait to hear the stories of how this goes, that beta, that first round of working it.
Somebody sexually assaulted.
There's an upfront cost, $250. You have to get the Key in-home kit. So like the Amazon Key in-home kit. So you're basically spending $250 to be able to have this.
But it's basically just a smart lock on your door, which in theory, eventually we'll probably all have.
Yeah.
My neighbors have it.
You'll be able to not just let in the Amazon guy. You can let your kids in, let relatives in. You can remote open your door.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just like
so when just like an apartment where people go beep, 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 beep. It's just dialing, ringing my phone and anyone can do it. And I can remote let you into my place. I'm sure we're all going to go there.
Well, that's, I mean, like the neighbors with their kids, they don't have, you know, no more latchkey kid. They're like, don't worry, I know the code. Boop, boop, boop. They punched it. Door pop right open. Bye. Thanks, Mrs. Coffee. I'm home. I'm like, all right. I mean,
thanks, cat lady.
Thanks, cat ladies. Yeah. Go put some shoes on. Slippers are so much more comfortable.
And comb your hair.
Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, it was kind of weird to see. Like I walked up to their front door and there was not a keyhole. It was a pin pad, you know?
And like, did they yell, what are you doing? I mean, everybody's like the Wizard of Oz where you walk up to the gate and they can, what are you doing? I mean, they're all watching remotely.
They knew I was coming, but this is the one that I told you also has the Ring doorbell and she talked back for me even though she was at her office downtown. She's like, hi, I've never talked back before. I was like, hi, where are you? She's like, oh, it's the doorbell. It's got the camera. I can see you. Hi. I was like, hi.
Yeah.
Really? I'm going to have to start putting on pants.
You'd have flashed them.
Yes. There is a fountain of youth, and it may be in our own bloodstream. A group of researchers out in California's Silicon Valley say that blood transfusions maybe use someday to turn back time. The chief science officer has said that the company is focusing on a factor in the blood that rejuvenates cells and that affects that the effects of the aging would be reversed someday by giving like young plasma to old people.
Especially cord blood.
I know.
We've talked about it before, but the cord bank stuff.
Right.
There must be some pushback. Hospitals must push back on it because it went away. Remember years ago when we did that baby fair?
Yes.
There was a company out of Kansas City, and they were like, it's all about cord blood.
Yep.
And they're telling people, save the blood.
Save
you
got to
pay
and
for it, though, because they did it. We got a whole packet when our kids were born.
Of course.
So for people listening, cord blood is the blood that's inside the umbilical cord when a baby
it's got stem cells
born,
and all these.
Yeah, they're saying it is insane. It's stem
magic
cells.
Properties.
Now, why are we not all saving it, then?
We should have. I mean, we should be. It's a new thing. I think it was expensive, too. Even the way the cord bank explained it to me, the group that was out of Kansas City, they're like, you have to kind of pay us and you have to tell the people to do it. They're like, they're not going to want to do it. It's extra work.
Oh, geez.
So you have to have all the paperwork filled out beforehand and you cost because it stays at a bank. And basically what at the time, like when I had my kids, they were like, listen, a lot of this technology or a lot of this science doesn't exist yet, but it will. So even though these treatments that we could use this cord blood or the cord cells for doesn't exist today, the day that you're doing this, 20 years from now, when your kids get whatever disease, they will have the research on hand. I mean, you're basically betting on the future that science will catch up with sci-fi.
So it's like a bank, like a sperm bank of some sort.
Right, only you're paying. Like
you're paying for it, the store.
Did you do it?
We didn't. I was like, you know what?
Because it's expensive and most
people
really
say no. It's really expensive.
So, yeah. But this is way more practical than, remember like the people who freeze their dead bodies. Mm-hmm. Remember Ted Williams, the baseball player, they've saved his frozen head. This seems like cool practical stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, right. So the idea is scientists say that one day we won't die from old age or bad health. We will only die from accidents. How creepy sci-fi is that? Like, it's totally death becomes her, where it's like, oh, no, you'll live forever, but take care of that body that you've got. Because if it gets banged up.
So that person, you just like can't wait till that person goes.
Mm-hmm.
You got to wait for an accident.
Yes, party, you have to wait for an accident to happen to me in order to get rid of me.
Murder will be through the roof.
Yeah, Molly slipped.
And what if we get to, what's the one with pre-crime? The movie,
yes.
Minority Report.
Minority Report, mm-hmm. which is always on cable and it's still kind of a cool idea. Yeah. If we're able to get predictive science that prevents murder.
It's a good movie.
What about Gattaca?
So when murder's gone.
Remember Gattaca, where it was that future where you did have designer babies and everybody was like super awesome. And if you were dating somebody, you'd take a strand of their hair and be like, give me his DNA. Tell me the readout. Is this guy worth mating with?
Weird.
I know.
So if your strand wasn't strong enough, you weren't allowed to mate.
Like, best of luck
it
with
ends
that one.
With you.
Glasses.
God, that'd be terrible.
You wear glasses. Genetic fail. You're like, oh.
You're fat. Fail. Wow. Mm.
And finally, Facebook is asking to see your nude photos in an attempt to combat revenge porn. Facebook says that they want to see your nudes first before an abuser has the chance to spread them. It's part of a new feature that the social network is testing in Australia, and users are being asked to upload explicit photos of themselves before they send them to anybody else.
That seems strange.
I know.
Revenge
I'm like
porn.
That. Yeah.
You send your D-pic to Facebook first? What, for approval?
Yeah, I'm going to send this so later on it can be flagged as non-consensual because you already have it logged with Facebook. I'm like, I thought you weren't supposed to show nudes on Facebook anyway, period.
They want you to send it and not post it, right?
No, the idea is that you would first upload the explicit image of yourself to Facebook Messenger and then you flag it as non-consensual intimate image. So the person that you're sending it to, if they try to do it, it's like, they've already logged this with Facebook. They know that you might try to one day.
Well, let's be honest. So there's a ton of people who have naughty photos on their Facebook Messenger right now.
I guess so. And then all this needs to be get hacked.
Most young people's Messenger feed is littered with naughty photos. So it's a matter of flagging it.
Yeah, so the idea is you send it to Facebook and you're like, hi, I just want to go ahead and log this as mine. So if Jeff tries to like post this 2 months from now to try to revenge porn shame me, it'll be flagged because they'll like have the image and they'll be like image
captured.
Why do
I got to be a revenge porner?
I don't know.
I was just looking at you.
I'm not a revenge porner. I don't do it.
Nobody in this room.
I'm more appalled at the fact that you said that there's tons of nudity or whatever on Messenger. Why wouldn't you text it? Oh my God, I didn't even think about. I would never have sent it on the internet through Messenger. That's a little reckless.
He just never thought about it.
How is it any more?
That's what I'm doing. How is showing it a bunch of wiener pics on Messenger.
I hope not.
How is it any more reckless than sending it via text?
Text just seems phone to phone. I don't know. I just think of Messenger is everyone's access. I don't know.
People are getting frisky on FaceTime.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess you're right. We're FaceTiming Molly right now. We get frisky with her.
Please don't. Please don't.
Please, sir,
it,
put
Molly?
Your swim trunks back on.
Just ask.
All day swimmers.
Just wink, Molly. Give me a wink. And I'll show you.
We don't want to see any winking from you, sir.
Yeah, come on.
Thank you.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
I saw that it might be snowing for that Husker game, by the way, up in Minnesota.
I told you it's going to be snowing. It's going to be snowing.
Ooh, you're going up there, right? You're going to have to bust out your...
I'm going to Minnesota. This is what a terrible fan I've become.
Yeah.
And I don't want to upset Husker fans. I am a fan.
Yeah, so am
Would
I.
You back me up.
Yeah, you're totally a fan.
We're old. I've been around for the whole run. Yes. So I think I've earned it. I can be one of these curmudgeons.
Harumph.
Yeah.
So I was thinking yesterday, I'm like, am I even going to wear Husker gear to the game? I had like internal monologue. I was like, well, you're a jerk to travel and then not wear the gear. Because I've got that sweet Husker hockey jersey that I used to break out for big moments.
Yeah.
But I don't want to tarnish it because I wore that thing when we won the national championship.
Don't they?
In like 94, I won it 97, and I used to put it on for special games.
Yeah.
And I thought, so then when I thought, well, don't soil the jersey by wearing it for a non-event.
No.
I thought, well, what Husker gear will I wear if I even wear any?
Wear a hat. Wear a winter jacket and get ready to get out and wear a hat.
Why would you travel all that way and then not rep?
For the camaraderie of my friends.
Yeah.
Because, Molly, back in the day, this group of guys, we used to do one roadie a year, if not at least every other year. We did one Husker roadie. And I started thinking, we haven't gone on a roadie in so long. Did you see how many people were in the stands at the Purdue game?
Yeah.
Which was a road game, but there were no Husker fans. There weren't even any Purdue fans.
No.
We used to be one of the best traveling teams in the country in terms of fan base.
See, the thing is that when I had mentioned to someone that you're going up to the game, I'm like, what a disappointing trip that's going to be. And I sat there and listened to myself saying that, and I'm like, well, God, it isn't about the game.
I went for.
You were running down his choice.
Well, we all are. We're such bad fans. So we got to turn around. I went 4 years ago up there to Minneapolis for the Husker game, and we had a blast. Yeah. And we lost. By the way, we went up there assuming it was going to be an easy win, and we lost the game. But now I feel like this is me. I'm putting this. I'm seeing this season through.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
We have to.
I'm gonna say goodbye to. This regime.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to support one more road game, and then next year, when Scott Frost is on the sidelines.
Wait, what?
And we're best friends, and we're winning national championship.
My new best friend, Scott Frost.
Oh, gosh, what's going to happen? I really want to know. It's sad. This is the sad deal, is that every year, you know, for years now, we get so damn amped up for just a good game. But then I feel, and I'm not piling on the Huskers, and I'm sure everybody feels the same. I feel so disappointed. It's like making a roast and then cutting into it, waiting all day, and it's dry. It's like, geez, man.
But you know? That used to be rare. But now every time you cut into the roast, it's always dry.
Always. I'm like, I don't like dry roast. I need some juicy.
So then you start thinking, why are we even making a roast anymore? Does it even matter?
Yeah. Yes.
It still matters.
The last time I went to one of these, that Minnesota game, there was a blur party up there.
Oh, God, I remember. Yeah, I remember. God, take me back to the time.
So, Molly, Blur is this company out of, I think they're out of Lincoln, but they do parties up here in Omaha.
They're fantastic.
During the College World Series.
And the Huskers.
They do Husker tailgates in Lincoln, and they're off the hook.
Yeah.
It's like you can buy a ticket to it, and it's all the amenities on various levels. So Blur used to book at least one or two roadies. So if you were away from home and you're a Husker fan on the road, you
could go to this taste of home.
Insane tailgate.
Yeah.
So
do they do it anymore?
Last time we were out there, there were still these. I started wondering, I wonder if they even do roadies anymore.
I don't know.
It was kind of I mean,
you're doing it for the Husker fans. So if they're not traveling, then, yeah, I don't know. It certainly would change a whole lot.
They do one every year in Indy for the Big Ten Championship.
Okay.
Which we're not ever there.
Oh, yeah.
But remember when we joined the Big Ten?
Yeah.
We were like, yeah, we'll be there all the time. I guess I'm just saying I'm a big jerk.
No,
I'm not a Husker fan, but I am going to Minneapolis and I'm excited.
Yeah, I don't think you're a jerk at all. It's disappointing. The season. And you know, it's like, I don't know who to blame, and I don't want to blame anyone. We're just not a solid team. I just like to say everyone else is just better than us than saying that we're just absolutely terrible. You know what I mean? They're just better than us. When you go up to Minnesota, it's like, you're going to see that they're better than us. Again.
The fans?
No, not the fans. No, the team. They're better than us. But I guess we'll see, you know?
Omaha's number one hit music station. Waking up laughing every morning. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Big Party Morning Show.
Well, to show that there is equality, even in harassment, Mariah Carey's former security company is threatening to sue her. A guy who owns the company says she constantly humiliated him. And I guess harassed him.
Well, she's Mariah Carey. That's what she's supposed to do, right?
Right. I mean, I'm like, it's Mariah Carey. You can't imagine that she's probably going to treat the help very well. I guess it says
Isn't
allegations
she a diva?
Of sexual.
She's a diva.
Yeah.
Oh, sexual harassment. Come on.
No, sexual harassment. They're saying that allegations of sexual harassment, claiming she committed sexual acts with the intent that they be viewed by him. He was like, oh, I don't want to watch that.
I take her side. She's a diva. Is that such a rough life?
No. So there's an attorney, you know, taking this case. I guess she also called him names. She referred to him as a Nazi, a skinhead, a
Harvey
KKK member.
Weinstein, she is not.
No, but, you know, who knows? She's just another celebrity in the crossfire. Taylor Swift is going to be withholding her upcoming album, Reputation, from streaming. You can get it. You can buy it. You can listen to it on, like, iTunes for, you know, digital retailers like that. But if you wanted to listen to Spotify and just stream it, not going to happen. At least not yet. I guess Swift didn't immediately return phone calls for comments, but she released the track list on Instagram. The album comes out this Friday, and then she's the musical guest on Saturday Night Live on Saturday. So I would imagine she'll be following the release up with some live performances while she's there. And Kanye West is getting into the streaming business. At least that's the rumor. I guess Kanye, who's sort of been on a public hiatus since his meltdown last year, is reportedly working on a new streaming service called Yeezy Sounds.
Yeezy on
as opposed
ears.
To what, like, Easy Sounds?
They're saying Yeezy. Very late to the party, trying to cop. You know, he's obsessed with Jay-Z.
Yes, Tidal is a little bit.
It's him going after Tidal. I have my own streaming thing called Yeezy. I don't know if we need another streaming service, do we? Let's find out which streaming services we all want.
Yeah. Right.
I want Pandora. I enjoy myself some Pandora. I'm cheap, though, so I don't pay for it.
I've got Napster that I pay for. Used to be Rhapsody.
I don't pay for anything. I mean, I listen to Spotify with commercials. It's fine. I usually just listen to the radio, or like I do a lot of YouTube. You know, that Vivo, it has all of the videos. So it's like, if I want to listen to songs, I just play the videos on my phone and listen to them that way through Bluetooth. And like, there you go. I guess I've got that album now. But Kanye came out of a year-long hiatus from performing. He took to the stage with Kid Cudi at a concert last weekend, which is kind of interesting because those two were Twitter battling not that long ago, but apparently they must have, you know, buried the hatchet and gotten past whatever beef they had with one another. And Lorde celebrated her 21st birthday with a concert in her home country of New Zealand, and a little special surprise for anybody that happened to go to the local library. She sent out a tweet revealing that she'd hidden a surprise package for any sort of adventurous fan to be found behind a book located in the city library. So it had two concert tickets. I'm sure there was like some mad rush. The poor librarian, I hope she was in on it. Otherwise, that's sort of a crazy surprise. Oprah Winfrey shocked fans when she joined Harry Connick Jr. for a song on his daytime show, Harry.
Oprah
who knew?
Winfrey did?
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, wow.
Apparently she can sing. I know. She explained that she sang the hymn for inspiration in the days before she'd found out she'd gotten the role on her big screen adaptation of The Color Purple. So I guess she does sing. I don't know. Maybe she just, like, you know, sings to herself.
We all sing, but...
Right. Like, whether we sing publicly, not necessarily the case. And Disney has apparently ended its ban on LA Times film critics. There was this big battle going on, and there was word that the LA Times wasn't going to be reviewing such upcoming movies as Star Wars and the other, I can't remember the name of the big cartoon that they've got coming out, but I guess they've been fighting back and forth. The newspaper reported that the Walt Disney Company had banned its film critics from advanced screenings after the paper's business section ran an investigation into Disney's business dealings. So I guess that was like some backlash, some ugly insider stuff going on there. And Adam Levine, lead singer of Maroon 5, has revealed that he and his wife, Bahati Prinsloo, are expecting yet another baby girl. They have a little one named Dusty Rose, and I guess she's going to be a big sister to a little sister.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.